On that first afternoon, Ross Walker Jr. sat in his easy chair in the living room of his small, neat apartment on the fifth floor of Edwin Towers. That's the Charlotte Housing Authority building for seniors on the edge of Uptown Charlotte. A black and white 8x10 picture of a young, handsome soldier in uniform was propped up on the couch beside him. Beside it were photos of a woman bearing a strong resemblance to him. Mr. Walker unfolded the letter he had received a few days earlier in a package from Germany, along with the photos. By then, he had nearly memorized the letter.
This letter finds you in good health. Your daughter and myself hope to receive...
Mr. Walker's story unfolds over the next several hours, weeks, and months. Every time, a new chapter. He was born at the Good Samaritan Hospital, an all-black facility that stood where Bank of America Stadium stands today. Mr. Walker is 88. His life is also a history of the city. When we drive through Uptown, Mr. Walker points out places he remembers.
When I was a kid, right there was the end for me. Yeah, that's where I stopped shining shoes, from 3rd Street up to here, and right in that hotel there. On the weekend, I shine all his shoes in there.
He'd get 15 cents if he was lucky. When he finished 9th grade, Mr. Walker decided it was time to see more of the world.
I decided I was a man, so I left and I went to Washington, D.C. I took a train on the backside. We call that hoboing.
He was 17 when Pearl Harbor was bombed. He joined the Army as soon as he could. After some training in England, he was sent to France. He talks a lot about the role of segregation during the war, especially during training. He remembers white soldiers having better equipment than black soldiers. He's not bitter. That's just the way it was. After serving in France and Luxembourg, Mr. Walker was stationed in Germany at the end of the war, near Nuremberg. That's where he met a woman named Maria.
She was sweet. Oh, she was real sweet. She topped them all. So beautiful, so beautiful. I think she was a beautiful lady in all Germany.
I asked if Maria was white or black. He seemed surprised at the question. Oh, no, she was German, he says. The racial dynamics shifted in Europe after the war. He says the American uniform garnered power, no matter what race you were. In Germany, Mr. Walker's job was divvying out supplies to soldiers and German civilians. He gave Maria and her family whatever he could.
She never wanted for nothing, special food.
He says Maria later caught him going with another woman and broke up with him. He had no idea she was pregnant at the time. 66 years later, a letter arrives at Edwin Towers. It was from a Mr. Raymond Brakel. He works with an organization called GI Trace that helps Europeans get in touch with their American GI fathers from World War II. He writes on behalf of Mrs. Elvira Brewer-Rypasek. This is how Mr. Walker learns that she is his daughter. He reads that Elvira was born outside of Nuremberg in March of 1946. And then he remembers her mother, Maria, the beautiful blonde he had been in love with over 65 years before. We arranged for Mr. Walker to talk to his daughter on the phone for the first time at WFAE's studio. UNC Charlotte professor Angela Jakeway translates for them.
Mein Name ist Ross Walker. Ich bin der Vater von der jungen Dame hier.
Hallo, Dad. Ich bin so aufgeregt. Und ich hab die Tränen sind so freut.
Hi, this is Avira. I'm so, so nervous about this all, and I'm very emotional about that, and I'm so happy about that moment that we can talk with each other the first time.
Tell her, thank God.
Elvira explains that she had tried for years on her own to find the man her mother had talked about, but even with the picture of him and his name, she had never succeeded until Raymond helped her.
So she, all her life, since she can think back, actually, she always missed having her father and knowing something about her father. And all her life, she wanted to find out, how does my father look? How would it be to talk with my father? And this actually was kind of pushing her the whole life to say, this is my goal. I would like to talk to him. I would like to hear his voice. I hope I will reach that goal before my father, you know, may have left to another place.
Mr. Walker and his daughter catch up on details of their lives. Elvira is married. She never had kids, but she's close to her stepchildren. Mr. Walker tells her about her sister, Rochelle, who lives in Charlotte, too. Elvira says her mother, Maria, died in 1992, and she tried to find him then to tell him the news. There was one important conversation they both wanted, needed, to have.
Tell her when she coming home.
Warum kommen Sie nicht nach Hause, hier nach Charlotte?
Ich wusste bis vor wenigen Tagen nicht, dass ich ein Zuhause in Charlotte habe.
Oh, she said she didn't know that she has a home in Charlotte.
She do have a home. Her and her husband have a home in Charlotte because her daddy is in Charlotte. Tell her, all I want, just come by and see about me before I leave this land.
Well, ihr Vater wird sich so sehr wünschen.
Ich werde ihn auf alle Fälle noch dieses Jahr besuchen. Ich muss nur...
She's coming this year. She wants to find the perfect date.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus.
Ich freue mich auch. Ich freue mich wahnsinnig. Und ich werde ihn ganz fest in meine Arme nehmen.
She's overwhelmed. She is so happy. And she wants to then hold you tight in her arms.
And recently, she got to do just that. Elvira and her husband Robert flew to Charlotte, and Ross Walker was waiting for them at the airport. Mr. Walker and his daughter Elvira spent several weeks getting to know each other and trying to make up for 66 lost years. He hopes to see her again, this time in Germany. For WFAE News, I'm Ashley Talley in Charlotte.